I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
So is Costco employee Tyson a hero in your eyes because he kicked a customer out of the store when the customer walked up to him, video recording, videotape in hand, right? I mean, he was recording him the whole time and telling him, look, I'm going to post you to my 3,000 Instagram followers, dude, because I woke up in a free country this morning. I don't have to wear a mask. Let's listen.
I was going to show my 3,000 follower Instagram feed, mostly locals.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask.
And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
Have a great day.
So you're going to take this card from me.
Sir, have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. We want your phone calls. 801-575-TALK. Did they do the right thing? Barring them from Costco, taking the card away, escorting people out. Is that the right move? That's what we want to know from you.
We just heard from former federal judge Paul Cassell. He's also a University of Utah law professor. He called in to give us his ruling on this. And he said, absolutely. Places of business have every right. I mean, no shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service. They have every right to do this. Just as that customer said, he woke up in a free country. Well, the business is also in a free country as well. And so they can set their own rules. And that was really the point, Dave, that you took home from that discussion.
Absolutely. And that was something that I love hearing the legal argument behind it. Paul Cassell is a former judge, a federal judge, incredible resume. So when he talks about, if they want to come in, you can hit them with a trespassing charge. There's an obstructing business thing that goes on where you could arrest them, a citizen's arrest. I thought citizen's arrest were like fake. I didn't know that was like a real thing. You just detain them until the police get there. This is awesome.
So we've got also a situation where we got people who just are refusing to wear masks and trying to make some sort of a political statement and videotape employees for pushing them or telling them to leave the store. And then we've got people like Alex Curie, who of course hosts the Nightside Project every weekday night here on KSL News Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. And it is my favorite show to listen to, Alex, when I'm out and about walking and running. So the lengths you went to slap a mask of some sort on your face before you walked into Costco absolutely had me rolling on the hiking trail the other night. So you got to tell our listeners.
Well,
it was hilarious.
First of all, this guy, you know exactly what you're getting into when you go into Costco. You know exactly what you're getting into. It is way more important for me to get the double pack of Nutella and 64 hot dogs than it is for me to think to myself, I woke up in a free country and just try to flaunt it on some video. So what happened was, if you're like me, I have like masks. I'm one of the few who has to keep going into the office. I know that you go in every day. And Dave, when you have to go out, you got to wear a mask in Caseville, even if you want to have a country rock concert. Okay,
right.
So just make sure stay on point with that. We went to Costco, but all my masks, and I have like six of them. I have the fabric ones. I have the ones that are the medical ones. I just kind of accumulate them, and I've got them in my car because I'm. You know, that's what we do, and we have to walk around our office with masks on. So we go to Costco, but we took my wife's car, and she had no more masks in it. She had hers, and I didn't have mine. So we go into Costco, and I'm going into Costco. So I'm like, I'm going into Costco, but I'm also, I know that I'm not going to be able to. It was the second day that they were like normal hours, but everyone's wearing a mask. And in the car, we're like trying to figure out to find something. I had nothing in there. So she offers first, and this is totally my wife's thing. She's like, it's not a big deal. Who cares? We're going to be in there for 15 minutes. It doesn't matter. Wear this diaper on your face. We had a diaper in the car. And I said, I'm not wearing a diaper on my face. And so imagine us having this conversation in the car, you know, in my wife's car. I'm like, I'm not wearing a diaper on my face. But I said, just going by yourself. And then she's like, no. And she's like, yeah, okay, I'll just go by myself. And I'm like, we can figure something out. So we open the console, and in there is a baby shower gift that she was going to give to somebody for a girl. It is a 6 to 9 month old girl flowery pink romper, right? Which has a shoulder, you know, the shoulder straps for a 6 to 9 month old girl are basically the same size as my ears. So I put one side over my ears, and then my wife takes one of her hair elastics and fastens it around the buttons, the like leg buttons on the romper, and puts it around my ear. And I walked around Costco because I love it so dang much with a freaking 6 to 9 month old baby romper on my face. And you know why? Because I woke up in a free country, but Costco kicking me out is not, I couldn't handle it. I have to go into Costco if I'm going to go. And I love it. I love Costco that much. And my wife was like, I was like, here. And it still had the tag on it. The other part was it still had the tag on it because she was going to give it as a baby. She's like, I can't get this virus. I can't get this COVID virus face mask as a gift now. So
this is hilarious. That is the best mask story I have heard during this entire pandemic. Thanks so much.
I really do wish we could have worked out the diaper. Like, get the cat, set a chicken on my head. I don't know. But the romper actually worked out. It was good. And people looked at me weird. I don't care. I was the one who walked out with, you know, a 50-pack of ice cream sandwiches. So
that's great.
Jokes on them.
Yeah, hold the line there for a second, Alex. Let's get Fonny on the line. So is Tyson at Costco a hero in your mind for making that customer leave without a mask?
Well, I have to say yes. I work in retail also, and I'm so happy to have my job. I'm so happy to have customers come in, and we have had excellent response from people saying thank you for making it safe, because we opened under Governor Herbert's guidelines of, you know, the social distancing and wearing of masks, and we wash everything down with antibacterial cleaners and everything on a routine basis, and the customers see us doing that, and they thank us for doing that. But I've had more really upsetting experiences than I knew would happen, with people coming in and declaring their constitutional right or telling me that it's in the state constitution that they don't have to wear a mask. And then when I have told them, but we're a privately owned company and we can ask you to wear a mask, they blow up and tell me they'll never shop here again, and how dare you call yourself a Mormon? And I don't know where this is coming from, but
Fonny, thank you so much for the call. Hey, Dave, let's give Alex the last word. I think he's still on the line. Alex Carey, the Nightside Project, is still there?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I love it. Listen, we love going in. We love going in. And I just look, and we're declaring everybody heroes and zeros for everything. She's just doing her job. This guy is just doing his job in the video. And when you take a video and say you're going to post it, the worst. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy posting the video trying to make, you know, this Costco worker who's just doing their job look bad.
Alex Carey, I love it. Great story. Now all I want is a baby romper mask. That's all I want in this life. I've got 9 masks. Not one of them is a baby romper.
Can it be pink?
The fashion item is spring, bro.
And it, yeah, and can it be pink with little tiny flowers on it? It's got to be a 3T to fit around, and maybe a 4T to fit around Dave's ears. So, Alex Carey, look forward to the Nightside Project tonight, 6 to 8, right here on KSL News Radio. Great take. Glad to have you on the show. So every day we honor the class of 2020 here at KSL News Radio. Straight ahead, we're going to give parents a crash course, the same crash course I got in what a gap year is and the reasons why students should or shouldn't go for a gap year. Straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.